Ben Chernick of Green Bay was gassing up his truck at a BP station Wednesday morning. The price per gallon was just one-tenth of a cent below $3.
I never thought that it would come to this, but now that I'm seeing it, it's costing me about $80 to fill my truck, so it's getting pretty steep to travel.
Chernick says he drives to Sturgeon Bay and Chicago for his work, and he's thinking about staying home this holiday weekend.
Changes not just for the weekend, but I'm also thinking about getting a smaller vehicle, just for gas mileage.
Though Chernick is sticking close to home this weekend, travel industry watchers think most people will go ahead with prearranged plans. Michael B., a spokesperson for AAA, says people aren't likely to cancel things like hotel reservations.
When you get down to brass tacks, the increase in gas prices, although it's certainly inconvenient, we're talking about a small portion of a person's travel expenses.
He says gas prices typically drop after Labor Day because summer travel vacations are over, but this year could be different because of disruptions caused by Hurricane Katrina. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.